Harassment of workers doesn't just happen at work, but also on the way in. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Beth Livingston, Ralph L. Sheets Assistant Professor of Industrial Relations at the Tippie College of Business at the University of Iowa, explains more.
Millions of people commute to work every day. And there are countless anecdotes about people encountering harassment from strangers while they are moving through public space to get to and from work. While many studies reveal the harm this kind of harassment can cause when it happens in the workplace, we know very little about what happens when harassment occurs while people are on their commute to work. Our recent study suggests that it can affect a worker's performance just as much as in-office harassment. The work commute is more important than many realize. It's the time when a person transitions from their home identity to their work identity, so they're ready to engage with their work. But harassment can cause emotional and psychological effects that disrupt this transition and make it harder to focus on their tasks. It can also remind people of their marginalization or lower their self-confidence, which can affect the quality of their work. Victims may spend work time ruminating about the incident or wondering why bystanders didn't help. Harassment can lead to incivility and low morale, which also affects colleagues. And victims may act aggressively or unprofessionally to coworkers who remind them of their harasser. So what steps can organizations take to help? They can provide a quiet space for harassment victims to calm themselves and work through the incident before they start working. They can form a support group where victims share their experiences and realize they're not the only person this happens to. Or they can provide extra flex time to help victims cope. Our research builds on my long-term interest in the experiences of street harassment to provide a theoretical grounding for researchers to build on, so organizations can find appropriate solutions to prevent this type of harassment from affecting the well-being and productivity of their employees.
That was Beth Livingston of the University of Iowa. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.